These authors are on a roll. First, Gold Rush Women, then Gold Rush Children, and now the dogs. Good things first. The layout is outstanding and the photographs interesting and well reproduced. Someone spent a great deal of time putting this attractive volume together. The problems arise in the text. Despite the title, only 4 of the 9 dogs and owners featured have any connection with Gold Rush. 2 of the others had to do with the famous 1925 diphtheria serum run to Nome, and the remaining 3, John Muir's Stikeen, Hudson Stuck and his Nero, Scotty Allen's sled dog Baldy, made famous in children's books by Esther Birdsall Darling, and Juno's own Patsy Ann, seem to have in common their availability in print. While the dogs are quite rightly the focus of the book, more about the owners would have been welcome. The story of Stikeen was lifted almost directly from Muir's little book of that name. Skagway Bill Fonda's Yukon, taken primarily from Art Peterson's discovery and printing of Reverend R.M. Dickey's memoirs, is Gold Fever. The great dog Nero, taken from Melanie Mayer and R.N. DeArmond's Staking Her Claim, the story of Belinda Mulrooney. Francisella Fitz's Lady Sourdough talks about her dog Faust. There's no plagiarism involved. All authors are given full credit. But a bit of original research would have removed the whiff of scissors and mucilage. There are some curious omissions. Francis Fitz was secretary for the notorious Judge Noyes, center of the Nome mining scandal. The statue of Patsy Ann was erected about 9 years ago, not at the time of her death in 1942, and this is the first time this reviewer has ever heard of Skagway Bill being a leading light in the rough justice meted out to Soapy Smith and Skagway. Such a handsome book at a modest price will sell well, but beware of quoting the text. Someone may correct you.